This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Feldman with this local news update.
Green Bay Packers leave Pittsburgh with a win for the first time since Bart Starr was quarterback in 1970. The Pack came out on top with a 35-25 score over the Steelers and former Packers QB Aaron Rodgers. Micah Parsons achieved his personal goal to sack Rodgers, who got sacked two more times by Rashawn Gary. Next up for the Pack, hosting the Carolina Panthers at Lambeau this Sunday. The temps may have gotten cold enough to freeze plants, but the Wisconsin Department of Health Services wants you to keep protecting yourself against mosquito bites. The advice comes after the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection reported a horse in Marathon County tested positive for Eastern Equine Encephalitis Virus, or EEE. This means there are mosquitoes still present in Wisconsin that can spread the virus and possibly other illnesses to people and animals. EEE is fatal in most horses, showing signs of illness. The virus can be transmitted to people and animals through an infected mosquito bite. DHS urges people, especially those who spend time working or playing outdoors, to continue to take steps throughout the fall season to reduce their exposure to mosquitoes. No one was hurt, but Green Bay police confirm a shooting did happen yesterday afternoon on the city's west side. Police say the shooting happened just before noon near the 1700 block of Western Avenue. Witnesses say the gunshots were fired between a car and a person on foot. Both allegedly fled the scene. If you have any information, police are asking you to contact them, use the tip line, or call Crime Stoppers. One person is dead after a water tank exploded early Saturday morning in Door County. Egg Harbor fire officials say flushing water lines to winterize Harbor Village Resort and Campground caused a 3,000-gallon water tank to explode. Around 7:45 a.m., investigators found a body outside a storage building that was partially destroyed by the explosion. Authorities have not released any information about the person who died. Later the same morning, Winnebago County Sheriff's deputies found a man's body floating near a boat launch on Lake Winnebago. Authorities say they got a call about some suspicious items, possibly clothing, floating in the water just offshore Saturday morning. Deputies launched their boat and confirmed the reported items and clothing were actually the body of a man. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Authorities are not releasing the man's name, pending family notification. Green Bay police collected a record nearly 300 pounds of unwanted medications during Saturday's drug take-back day this weekend. Police say officers took in about 275 pounds of unused and expired medications between three separate drop-off sites. While Saturday was a one-time event to celebrate drug take-back day, police want to remind you that you can dispose of old, unused medications any weekday in the lobby of the Green Bay Police Department between 7 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Feldman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Packers shut down the Steelers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from Pittsburgh, where the Packers beat the Steelers 35-25. Green Bay fell behind 16-7 at the half. Quarterback Jordan Love.
You know, when we came in the locker room at halftime, you know, the message was that we just weren't finishing. We weren't executing our plays and we weren't locked in on doing the everybody's 111. So, you know, there's plays being made and I think we just weren't executing those and we weren't able to stay on the field. So, you know, I think the first half went by really fast for us as an offense. We had one scoring drive. And so I think the message was just do your job, lock in, and execute.
At one point, Love had completed 20 consecutive passes. Aaron Rodgers on why the Steelers' offense stalled in the second half.
Yeah, we had too many penalties, too many negative yardage plays, and then I wasn't accurate enough on third down, and we weren't creating enough space. But we'll look at the film, and you know, we'll get better, and we got a good team coming in next week.
NBA. The Bucks with a loss on the road to the Cavaliers, 118-113, despite Giannis with 40 points. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.FM.